you are paralyzed by fear. By the way, why is such a foundational emotion? Because according to some people in the neuroscientific field, the hypothesis this is part of the evolution of the human species, because those who were not fearful, those who were fearless, didn't run fast enough and were eaten up by the beasts. So we are all fears of cowards. Only the cowards survive. And therefore we have this implant in our brains: be careful, be very careful. Mama said be very careful. So what the mechanism to overcome fear has always been is to share the fear with others and to overcome fear by togetherness. And in emotional terms, when you go from fear to rage through togetherness, and from rage you develop a collective action that then, in the practice of verification of this action, triggers something much more important, which is hope and enthusiasm, which are mobilizing emotions. Hope comes from the possibility seen that in other experiences, what you wish to happen actually happened. Enthusiasm comes from the moment in which togetherness becomes a sentiment of we can do it, yes, we can do it, by seeing that what happened before for others can happen here for us if there is a construction of the us, of the movement, which is significantly collective and through horizontal relationship. Now, you know how this happened. What happened is started in Tunisia, and starting with spark of indignation. Steve Bender, Mohamed Ouassissi, was immolated himself by in order not to be because he was not able to stand the local the continuous humiliation from the local police custody. Images were immediately uploaded into YouTube. Repression came in. Al Jazeera played an important role because Al Jazeera was in 40% of the Tunisian codes, and therefore Al Jazeera established a system in which citizen journalists, people could upload to their iPhone, to YouTube, and from there would go to Al Jazeera. But Al Jazeera also beamed a special program, satellite images that could be received directly in the mobile phone. So it was a feedback loop in terms of the communication system that took place. The calls to mobilize were in the internet social networks. Why? Because this was easier than to do it in the streets, first of all. But the calls were not to fight on the internet, were to fight, debate, organize in Facebook groups and organize Twitter networks, but ultimately to go into the street to fight what was perceived as the dictatorship of Ben Ali for such a long time. You know the origin of Tunisia. You also know that the spread came from Tunisia to Egypt. The first demonstrations in Egypt, the slogan was Tunisia is the solution, which is interesting because it directly confronted the traditional slogan, Islam is the solution. Mm-hmm. And that meant that the movement, there were a very strong component of Islamists in the movement, but the movement clearly from the very beginning tried to be a broad social political movement with religious and non-religious people, religious and secular, with people for the end of the dictatorship and the opening up of a democratic process in which everybody, of course including the Islamists, could express themselves. And that's exactly what also happened in Tunisia. Today, it's we know that in fact, the moderate Islamist party has overwhelmingly won the election.